Running a business comes with pressure. Fortunately, there's Insperity, offering my employees competitive benefit options, providing compliance advice, and lightening my HR load. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference. Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
You knew the job was dangerous when you took it, Fred.
I have a question. Shh, be respectful of me.
You can act like a man!
He's colossal, stupendous. One might even go so far as to say he's mediocre.
I guess I should salute you as a worthy adversary and all that, but the truth is, I really did hate your guts.
This is a Signal Storm podcast.
After the Texas Senate was treated to a whole bunch of so-called whistleblowers who were actually co-conspirators changing their stories once they went under oath, the Senate did the right thing. As many of you know, Ken Paxton, the Attorney General of the great state of Texas, was acquitted on all charges, and a full audit has been ordered by Lieutenant Governor Dan Patrick as to how we got here, as to how the Texas House of Representatives was able to put together an impeachment with nobody under oath, with no facts. They launched the impeachment, then they tried to find facts to support the impeachment. It was completely bass-ackwards. It was a complete waste of money, a complete waste of time. And because they have no place to go, Speaker Dade Phelan has come out and said he is going to declare war on conservatives in Texas. And I say, great, let's go. Let's go. Look at his statement on Twitter. What I have not chosen to call him Drunk Dade, but many people are calling him Drunk Dade because of his conduct. What he did, what he was caught on tape doing in front of, for everybody to see here in the great state of Texas. And now he's doubling down because he has no other place to go, because he's a pro-socialist, pro-Marxist, so-called Republican. And now he's declaring war on all of you, the conservatives of the great state of Texas. And it's great to see where you stand, Speaker Phelan, you and your cabal of leftists. The Texas scorecard calls them the Dirty Dozen. I have identified 24 individuals who voted against parental school choice and education freedom. And I would encourage all of you to check out where your elected official was on the Paxton impeachment, where they were on parental school choice, and then make your decision. If you believe in placating leftists and Marxists, if you believe in allowing America's enemies like communist China, Mother Russia, and the number one state sponsor of terrorism, Iran, to buy land in Texas to spy on our people, to compromise our food supply, then sure, vote for Dade Phelan and his cabal of so-called leaders in the Republican Party. If you do not believe in supporting America's enemies, then here is what you do. You support the challengers to all of these leftists who are trying to take out conservatives who believe in standing up against Democrats. Speaking of Democrats, Royce West got up after the acquittal. Royce West said, "We've lowered the bar. We've lowered the bar for what is acceptable conduct in the state of Texas." And yes, you have. You Democrat socialist, Mr. Royce West. Yes, yes, you have. Because you Democrats, socialists, 61 of you in the House, joined by Marxists, 60 Marxists in the Republican side of the House. Yeah, you lowered the bar. You said, hey, it's okay to file articles of impeachment based on no evidence of a crime, because we just don't like the guy, because he stands up too often to Democrats. Yeah, you really have lowered the bar. Jonathan Stickland, who is a gentleman in the trenches, wanted to make plenty of accountability for those who call themselves Republicans but vote Marxist. Here's what he said. Winning Speaker at Dade Phelan, you and your band of rhinos are now on notice. You will be held accountable for this entire sham. Hashtag Paxton trial. Damned right you will be. You want to go to war, Dade Phelan, with the conservatives of Texas? Let's go. Let's go. Because I think those who are Republican voters who have been foolish enough to vote for individuals that you back, anybody who's supported by Dade Phelan now wears a scarlet letter. And those who back the impeachment now wear a scarlet letter. Those who wanted to defeat school choice, parental school choice, education freedom, they now have a scarlet letter. Those who have been identified as the Dirty Dozen by the Texas Heist, that great documentary on the Texas scorecard, you now have a scarlet letter. You have committed the sin of siding with socialists, and you can never be forgiven in this liberty-loving Latino's opinion. You can never be forgiven. There was a picture that was put out by a guy by the name of Ryan Chandler. It's one lone leftist, a guy standing in the gallery when the acquittal was passed by the Senate. It says, Dan Patrick is bought. What? Oh, the irony, folks. Oh, the irony. A likely paid lone protester claiming that the lieutenant governor is bought. And I want you all to know, folks, that this lone so-called protester standing there with his little placard and his pink little hat is the direct proportion of leftists in Texas to patriotic Texans. The direct proportion. Dade Phelan, Charlie Guerin, and these other leftists have chosen to side with the tyrannical minority here in Texas against we, the people. It is high time we conservatives in Texas decided to rise. I don't know about you kids, but I am sick and tired of so-called Republicans who deliver us into the hands of Marxists to the point to where they would protect America's enemies by defeating common sense legislation, protect those who are seeking to do harm to our children. I am done. The gloves are now off. Dade Phelan, you want to go to war? Let's do it, pal. The aforementioned Jonathan Stickland joins us next on the Salcedo Storm podcast.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Are you sick of all these Medicare commercials? Well, what if you're under 65 and need quality, affordable health coverage? American Medical Plan specializes in under 65 health insurance plans that have zero copays at the doctor and no deductible on all outpatient services, including surgeries. You pick your doctors and hospitals. There are private plans, enroll anytime, and they are 30 to 60% less than Obamacare. If you're paying too much for your own health insurance, call American Medical Plans. They will customize a plan managed and chosen by you, not the government.
A liberty-loving American takes on Washington, Hollywood, and the whole media establishment. He's Chris Salcedo. Join his fight. Tune in to the Chris Salcedo Show every weekday afternoon on Newsmax.
Do you support the sanctity of life, our military, our veterans, our first responders? Well, so does Patriot Mobile. They have great discounts for all of those folks, plus you multi-line users out there. But that's not where Patriot Mobile stops. They continue their support by donating millions every single year to conservative causes that you and I care about. And if that isn't enough to get you to switch, how's about the fact that Patriot Mobile isn't limited to just one network? They have all three major carriers. That means they provide an industry-leading coverage guarantee. Need more reasons to switch? When you go to patriotmobile.com/storm and you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support me. So you get great value, support the causes you love, and keep your liberty-loving Latino's voice independent, all for making the switch and putting your hard-earned money that you're already spending to work at battling the woke. Call 972-PATRIOT. That's 972-PATRIOT, or go to patriotmobile.com/storm. Use the promo code STORM. That gets you free activation. 972-PATRIOT at patriotmobile.com/storm.
Genital mutilation is happening to Texas kids. These abusive medical practices are being pushed by the radical woke leftists in our state. You can go to texasscorecard.com to learn more and get real news for real Texans.
All right, folks, let's get to our guest, Jonathan Stickland. He was a representative in the Texas House of Representatives. Now, he is one of the driving forces behind the grassroots effort trying to bring accountability back to Austin and restore our government to one that honors, not hates, our people. Jonathan, welcome back.
Hey, Chris, good to be with you.
Great to have you, man. Look, first off, I guess there are a lot of takeaways from the impeachment of Ken Paxton, the attempted impeachment and conviction of Ken Paxton. What are the big ones for you?
Oh, man. I think that the establishment down in Austin has really showed a tiny on this one, Chris. You know, they've been talking about this deal, the way that it came up, the process at the end of session, after, frankly, they had, you know, not really come through with real property tax reform. We get this bait and switch situation where they're like, oh, Ken Paxton's a horrible guy, we got to impeach him. And with the help of every single Democrat down there, you know, they get the votes to do so. And the entire time we get this message that, oh, well, you just got to wait and see the evidence. You're not going to believe what we've got on Ken Paxton. Well, now the trial's started. We've cross-examined their witnesses. And I got to tell you, Chris, this is the most pathetic case against the man that I've ever seen. And I think the establishment thought that with the help of traditional media and their establishment forces, that they were going to be able to railroad this thing through. And I think the people that are watching this are going, this isn't anything like you guys said it was. So it's been quite revealing, Chris.
I think so, too. I think that, and there was some criticism of the Senate not stopping this in its tracks.
Yeah.
But I think I'm starting to see the wisdom, because I think some senators figured out there's nothing here. It's a nothing burger. So, I mean, just as this is all playing out, and if this continues, the people of Texas will go, oh my gosh, you actually impeached a man on criminality. You had no evidence of a crime. And you, so what was going on here? You basically just put the state of Texas through an impeachment, a legitimate political impeachment that had no basis in any criminal activity because you didn't like the guy. And the architects of all of this, if it's played right, and that's what I want to talk to you about. If it's played right, the architects of this, from Karl Rove to the Bushies, to everybody, to all the people they influence inside of that Texas House, they should pay a steep price, should they not?
I think they should, Chris. And, you know, the sad part is, I agree with you. At first, I wanted them to go all the way and just dismiss this thing day one. I still think that was probably the right way to go. It has been fun watching some of the establishment rhino folks fall flat on their face and eat their own words. The problem is that taxpayers are literally funding this entire thing. I mean, we're talking about tens of millions of dollars that have been wasted, not on educating our kids or building roads or, you know, providing a good legal justice system. It's going towards this. That's what ticks me off on a regular basis. But now that it looks like Ken Paxton is probably, unless the senators just completely ignore the actual entire trial and take out a vendetta against him, now that it looks pretty good for Ken Paxton, what I'm telling people is exactly what you just said. We've got to run through the tape. Every single one of these rhinos in the Texas House that partnered with the Democrats to make this happen, the Bush forces, the globalists who hate real grassroots conservatives, we have got to take them out, Chris. We've got to take them out. There has to be a political price to pay for these kind of politics. They're trying to do the same thing to Trump at the federal level. And if they are successful and if they do not pay a price, then they're going to keep trying this, Chris. And they will try and undo the elections. When we go out there and say, hey, over 4 million people said Ken Paxton's my guy. A handful of elected officials said, no, you didn't really know what you wanted. They're trying to undo what we said we wanted. And we have to make this hurt. There has to be a price to pay. It will be in the next election, because that's what every single one of these guys care about, is going back down there in their prestigious little desks at the Texas Capitol, and some of them cannot be allowed to return, especially the ones that were leading this witch hunt.
Agreed. I want to talk to you about which ones we should focus on. Jonathan Stickland, everybody, former representative in the Texas State House, and now he is one of the leading forces in the conservative grassroots movement to return control of Texas back to we the people. Because I think, and Jonathan, I think in private conversations between you and me and others that think and know what we know, the leadership, and I don't think I'm talking out of turn because Matt Rinaldi has said it right here on this program, that the Texas leadership and the GOP leadership hates their own voters. And yes. I don't think there is any other way to look at this. So there are schools of thought out there that say that the Texas scorecard through their brilliant documentary called The Texas Heist narrowed down 12, the Dirty Dozen, what they call 12 so-called Republicans who seek to find the nearest Democrat butt cheek to firmly plant their lips. Then I have identified 24 of these so-called Republicans who voted against parental school choice and actually joined socialists and Marxists to stab every parent and child in the back in Texas. And then you've got the guidepost of all 60 Republicans who voted for this sham impeachment, this political witch hunt impeachment. So realistically, which number would do the most damage, and would we have a prayer of ridding ourselves of these Democrat enabling Republicans?
I think we do have a chance. What people need to realize is in the Texas House, there's 150 Texas House members. So your magic number on anything is 76. You need 76 people to change the rules. You need 76 people to pass an amendment. You need 76 people to pass a new law. 76 is your magic number, okay? Now, the good news is that most of these people down in Austin have no principle at all. And when I say that's good news, what I mean is they will put their finger up in the wind, and they are going to try and figure out a way to survive for their own self-interest. Very few of them actually believe anything based on principle. Very few of them actually have a legislative agenda. They want to go down there and be a part of the good old boys club. It's very fun and rewarding, and whatever your vice is, the 16,000 registered lobbyists down in Austin are going to find out what that is and press those buttons whenever they want. It's a decent life as long as you don't have principle. So the good news is for us is we don't have to have 76 principled people. We need a handful of patriots and leaders who are going to stand up and actually fight for conservative values. Because what those politicians do know is that the people of Texas are Christian conservatives. That's what they want. They want to get back to the Constitution. They want to get back to limited government. And they don't want to take votes that go against that. So as long as we have a handful of champions that are down there pushing these issues, a lot of them are going to get into line. So what we have to focus in on is making these people pay if they went against school choice or went for the sham impeachment or voted for Dade's leadership team that has enabled the Democrats. All of those things we need to make them pay for, but we need to focus in as the grassroots on winnable races where we can get skins on the wall. If we take out even a dozen or two dozen of these people out of 150, it is going to be like a bomb going off politically in Austin, because everyone is going to be scrambling to save themselves and make sure that they're not the next guy.
Mm-hmm. Just like Sid Miller says, a rhino hunt. And I think that's apropos. One of the failures, and you see, it's calling it a failure is charitable because they did this intentionally. Dade Phelan, Todd Hunter, and Dustin Burroughs colluded to defeat, in my mind, one of the most crucial bills aside from parental school choice, which was the prohibition of America's enemies from buying land in Texas that would compromise our food supply and lead to spying on our people. And because Gene Wu, a leftist representative in Houston, decided to get his hackles up and whined and complained that his beloved China would be somehow impacted negatively, then Dade Phelan, Dustin Burroughs, and Todd Hunter leapt to his defense and killed Lois Kolkhorst's bill that would have prevented our enemies from buying land in Texas.
Right.
Those people who would knowingly put our people at risk do need to go away, and I don't care if they have an R or a D in front of their name, correct?
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. I mean, people need to understand this Representative Gene Wu that you mentioned. This guy has literally been asked from the microphone on the Texas House floor, on video, numerous times to denounce communism. He refuses to do so. I mean, this guy has been working hand in hand with the Chinese government on numerous different things, and this is just one of his efforts to do so. How this guy is elected, that's a mystery to me. But number two, how we can't, with full quote-unquote Republican control of the Texas legislature and every statewide elected office, not prevent Chinese interests coming in and purchasing land in Texas next to military bases is the most concerning part, mm-hmm. Chris. How that isn't just a easy, everybody's for it, you know, we love our own country, is beyond me. But it happened, and it happened because we've got a Texas House of Representatives who is literally controlled by the Democrats, even though they're in the minority.
Right.
Even though Texans go to the ballot box and say, we want conservative Republicans in control, those people who they have elected, the rhinos, have then turned around and sold it over to the Democrats. And so this is what we get. And guys like me and you are left going, how did this happen?
Right.
I mean, this is just very, very basic stuff that we can't even get right. It's sad.
And that leads to another issue, and I'm going someplace with all of this, and that's you've got the Biden regime that appears, I mean, it's almost like it was planned, that almost a coordinated effort. Dade Phelan and his so-called lack of leadership team defeats a Texas Border Patrol initiative. I think it was SB 20. It might have been Senate Bill 20.
HB 20.
Yeah, Matt, yeah. So they defeat that, and then Beijing Biden and his regime announce that they're rejecting Remain in Mexico, but they want to have a Remain in Texas initiative to where illegal aliens will be kept in Texas so that these so-called sanctuary cities and sanctuary states won't have to deal with the burdens. And so it looks like Dade Phelan conspired with Beijing Biden to heap even more pain onto the people of Texas again, because I believe the Republicans in leadership in the House hate their own voters as much as Joe Biden does.
Yeah, it is absolutely insane. And I'm going to get a little bit crazy here, because I actually don't think it is. There is a contingency of the old Bush regime who are true globalists. And we use that word, and maybe it gets watered down because it gets used on a lot of different people, but you have to understand, they have been pushing for open borders policy for a number of different reasons for a very long time. We're talking about the old Bush regime here in Texas, mm-hmm. just 20 years ago, was handing out in-state college tuition to illegals and allowing them to come into our county hospitals and overwhelm our system with free health care. They have protected the kids being able to go to public schools for free and not asking any questions. We keep handing out all this free stuff to folks who aren't paying their fair share of taxes, and creating a lot of different problems who should not be here, okay? But they want them here. These are the same people that are going after Ken Paxton right now because he has been tough on illegal immigration, and he has defied the Biden administration a number of different things with lawsuits and things of that nature. It's all the same people. They do not believe in us actually having a country. They want a global country. They don't want borders. They want a full-blown socialist, communist country where the government takes care of us. That's what they're pushing for. And that's why they killed House Bill 20 that would have given us a chance to actually secure our border, because they don't want a border, Chris.
Right.
They
right.
just don't want a border.
Yeah, and they say they want to take care of us. But they want to take care of us, all right. They want to rule us, and they want to take away our self-determination. Folks, we're talking to Jonathan Stickland, a former representative in the Texas State House, who is now leading a grassroots effort to return control of the legislature back to we the people. And that leads me to special session. What do you want to see coming out of this special session? And do you think that those selfish, self-interested, lack of moral, so-called Republican morality, I should say, Republicans will shift and actually deliver what they should in an effort to save their own skins in a special session?
So what do I want to see is the first question. And what I'd like to see is the Republican Party platform actually enacted. They gave out the grassroots got together and said, here's what we want done. A lot of it, they did not get done. But the two main ones that I think are the most crucial right now at this time is we have to change the way public school system is working. We have to get a school choice for everyone and bring in some competition and change the way the current public schools are working. So school choice is my number one issue. My number two issue right now is the border. When I see these, you know, New York mayors and stuff literally getting on video and complaining about 500 people being brought to their city, Chris, all of us here in Texas know that we're dealing with thousands a day, okay? And I guess they're just starting to get a little bit of taste of it and how it can disrupt an entire community, an entire local economy, and the effect that illegal immigration has on so many different areas of our daily lives. We have got to do something about the border. So I'm focused on the special session on school choice and border stuff. That is it. Now, how do we actually get that done? They're not going to do anything they don't think they have to do. That's the calculation. Those politicians are going to sit there and put their thumb, their finger back up in the air, figure out how strong the wind is blowing, and then get themselves to a safe place. The safest place for them, they think, is to do nothing and hope that the issue goes away. So the only way that we get any of this stuff done on school choice or border or any of the issues that we care about is that we have to show them that we are watching. We have to be educated, and we have to apply pressure. We have to light up their phones. We have to light up their emails. We have to start blowing so that when they stick their finger up in the wind to try and figure out, what do I have to do to stay a representative and stay in office? The answer is pass conservative legislation. The only people that are going to make that happen are the grassroots of Texas. We're not going to get help from the traditional fake news media. We're not going to get help from the special interests and the lobbyists. They're all against us. The only thing we can do is apply direct pressure to these politicians and make them calculate that the only way that you're going to stay in office is to do what we tell you to do.
Jonathan Stickland, everybody. He was a representative in the Texas State House, and now he's leading the grassroots to bring accountability back to that State House. If folks want to contribute to your effort, where can they go?
We are leading the charge at DefendTexasLiberty.com. And right. We're not going to apologize. We're going after the rhinos. And we are going to defend the couple of champions we have down there from the establishment attack and make these guys pay. So if you're ready for action and not a bunch of political posturing, we're the guys that are firing those bullets.
DefendTexasLiberty.com. Jonathan Stickland, always great to catch up.
Thanks, Chris. You're the best.
And that puts a wrap on this Salcedo Storm podcast. Visit TexasScorecard.com, folks. The war against conservatives launched by Dade Phelan and his pro-Democrat Republicans. It will be covered fairly there. We'll also follow it on the Chris Salcedo shows on AM 700 KSEV, The Voice of Texas, that's Morning Talk Radio, and on Newsmax TV Monday through Friday, 4 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern until 5. Till we visit again, my friends, remember this. A society's worth isn't measured by how much power is stolen by an out-of-control government. It's measured by how much power is reserved for you and me. We, the people. Stay safe out there, my friends.
Running a business comes with pressure. Remote workforces, HR compliance, retaining top talent. You start to feel boxed in. Fortunately, there's Insperity. They put 30-plus years of HR service and technology to work, offering my employees competitive benefit options while lightening my HR load. Instead of obstacles, I'm surrounded by people empowered to be their best. With Insperity, nothing seems impossible. Insperity, HR that makes a difference.
At Arizona State University, we're committed to our students' success. That's why we've designed our online courses to utilize adaptive technology for enhanced learning. Explore more than 300 programs online from the nation's most innovative university. Visit asuonline.asu.edu.